Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday show. It's Sam Crowley, your host of the number one. You know the drill, motivational podcast on the planet. Just finished up a great Momentum Club training. Our good friend Jen Martinez, I know you listen to the show. Jen, shout out to you. Follow her on Instagram at JMarFit. She's a Momentum Club member and did like an hour-long presentation on Instagram, how she used it to market. Just got started last spring, 2017. Now upwards of 1,100 or so followers. And guys, these are targeted followers. So anyway, I'm just fired up coming off that training because so many people want to learn how to create momentum. How do you create? Look, you can't do anything without momentum. You need innovation and momentum if you want to succeed in business. If you don't want to succeed in business, then you go get a job. And that's kind of where careers go to die, the cubicle graveyard. But momentum is everything. Working out, fitness, relationships, business, it's everything. So I was just so blessed by Jen doing that training. I'm recording the show right after that, following up, and I promise I'm not going to make every podcast about firewood like I did yesterday, but had another guy come out yesterday. I don't know if I shared with you. I was out, and it was freezing in the home. In the Crowley farmhouse, excuse me, and the guy named Fred shows up. Now, this guy's firewood. Fred, your firewood is pure gold, dude. It was $85. It was $75 plus a $10 delivery fee. It's okay. Let me tell you, the house was like 64 degrees. Fred shows up with that dry firewood that's been in a barn because I know how to ask the right questions now. Is the firewood wet? No, it's been in a barn. Oh, dude, how fast can he get here? Same day service, $10 delivery fee. An hour later, our house thermostat's at 74. And that is a buck stove, baby. We got the buck stove with the fire output. But again, an entrepreneur, he does tree service, which is what all these guys do, tree service, landscaping, whatever, during the summertime, and then stores it 500 cords. 500 cords he has. You know how much that is? I don't either. But it's a lot of wood, man. I have a rack outside my house. And this, there is an entrepreneurial message buried in this podcast today, by the way. So hang with me. Hang with me. I got a rack that's outside my house. It's 8 feet long by 4 feet high. Your typical firewood rack, you probably see it in a lot of people's homes. Fred filled that and some. That was a third of a cord, okay? A third of a cord. So I only had 30% of what one cord is, and he's got 500 he started the season with. He said he's down to 300 cords now. Dude is banking coin. Think about it. Let's say a third of a cord is $100 delivered. That makes a cord $300. He probably gets a discount, but let's just say $300 for a cord of wood. Sammy, let's get the iPhone calculator rocking and a rolling and a rocking and a rolling here. Let's say 500 cords times $300 per cord. That's $150,000 cash free. Did I mention it's cash free or tax free? It's all, I'm so out of my mind. Let me say in all seriousness, I appreciate you putting up with this just personality that has got to be diagnosed, man. I have yet to get a diagnosis from any. I need to see somebody that can diagnose what goes on in my mind. $150,000 tax-free money. The tax man doesn't see that money. That's equivalent to like 300 G's gross income, and he's got 500 cords of wood. I don't know how many he's going to sell. It's middle of January as of this podcast, okay? So it's January 19th. I'm recording this show. We got another 3 months of good firewood burning in Cincinnati. I don't know. Does he go through the remainder? If he goes through 150K in a winter, and this is side work. Did I say it's
side
work?
Side.
How'd you like to make 150K on the side? Oh, my God. Give me more sides to that. How many sides can you make, baby? 150 G's. Holy moly. So what's the point of all this? Man, there is a dream waiting to happen inside of you. The Lord has planted a dream inside of you, and he would not be so cruel as to not give you the tools to recognize that dream, but you're sitting around waiting for a sign. Give me a sign, God. Give me a, yeah. God's saying, I gave you 800 of them. When are you going to get off your ass and do something about any of them? Just pick one. Pick one. It's like pick a card, any card. Pick a dream, any dream. I've given you 100 of them in the last 6 months. You're choosing just not to step out in faith. You got to step out in faith. Oh, but it's too scary, man. I got this job with the 401k and the IRA and the college fund. Hey, man, I get all that. I'm not telling you to do anything too risky. There's risk. We define it every day, Saturday, risk and risky these two ways. Risk, you're never going to avoid risk. There is risk in getting behind the wheel of a car and going out and driving. Risky is drinking a bottle of Jack, blindfolding yourself, and getting behind the wheel of a car. Okay? Doing the latter is too damn risky. But what I'm saying is, can you at least act on the dream? Can you get moving and get out of your head? You get in your head, you're dead. You know that, right? You're in your head, you're dead. Get out of your head. Get in your heart. And quit putting the focus on you and start putting the focus on them. Wait a minute, Sam. You had me. I get all the swearing and the biblical references, but I don't get them. Who's them? Them is the prospect. Them is the customer. Them is your avatar. Them is the person who's paying you dinero. Them is me. I'm them with Fred. In the relationship I just described to you, Fred and Sam. Sounds like a kid book. The story of Sam and Fred. Hey, Fred. Hey, Sam. Hey, Fred. Listen, Fred. Fred, I'm Fred's avatar. I'm in pain. What's my pain? The thermostat reads 64 degrees. Fred's got what I want. Do I care if it costs get $10 more in delivery? Bring it. I don't care. He's charging me $85 to bring a natural resource to my home. And he helped me stack it too, by the way. And we talked about politics. What a beautiful relationship. I mean, it was heaven. If it wasn't so windy out and cold outside my side yard, I would have really enjoyed it even more. Who wouldn't want to talk politics with a guy named Fred in your side yard for 20 minutes? Okay? What's the thermostat say with your client? Because for me, I would have paid $185 for that firewood. Don't tell Fred that. Anybody know him? Don't tell him that, all right? Because I got this dude on speed dial. The firewood is dry as a bone, burns like an inferno, and the house is warm. I would have paid the guy $200 for that third of a cord, okay? And your customers will pay you, too, when you get out of your head and start focusing on that pain and focus on them. Fred knew I was in pain. I needed it yesterday. He could have gouged me. He didn't. But what's the pain your client is in? The market? There's something there. There's a pain there that you can solve, but you're too damn caught up in your own head to even get off and do it, man. Get out and do it. Quit worrying about what are they going to think? What are my in-laws going to think? What are my friends going to think? Well, they don't care, man. They don't care. They're wearing the elastic-free sweatpants, watching another repeat of Kardashians or some stupid sporting event, screaming at the TV, waiting for a full-blown coronary to hit, okay? You are the one who's putting in the extra hours, building that landing page, getting videos out there, recording some audios, an ebook, whatever it is you got to get out there so people even know you're there, getting on Instagram, you know, the things we talked about inside our Momentum Club. By the way, you should be a member if you're not. Go to mymomentumclub.com, mymomentumclub.com, $47 a month. You get access to so much stuff, it'll make your head spin. But you got to create momentum somehow. Get yourself out there. Fred doesn't worry about what anybody thinks, unless you're the tax man. By the way, he did ask me because I was so enamored by this. I'm obsessed, and I'll get over it. Again, I need to be diagnosed for this illness, but I get obsessed about stuff. And, you know, once I get off the topic, I get off the topic. But I said, man, this is all tax-free, 85. Here he goes. Yep, nobody sees. He goes, you're not the tax man, are you? I go, no, far from it, dude, far from it. Congratulations on working hard, you know, making a living, feeding your family, getting after it in a big way, and making every day Saturday. So here's my message to you. Get out of your head and be like Fred and don't be dead. That's all the rap I got, man. I'm a 50-year-old white man almost, and that's as best as I can rap for you, but I hope you appreciated it. And I hope you have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.